It's time to find out what's doing around the Singleton District area with General Manager Jason Linnane. How are you, mate?
G'day, Bear. I'm going good. And yourself?
You know, all things considered, not too bad. We're getting to the warmer weather and we're seeing more sport returning to the Hunter because we're coming out of our lockdown. I'm feeling very happy about the place we're at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Isn't it good? It's changing the weather. The restrictions have been eased. Hopefully we've all got full pockets and back in the winner of the Melbourne Cup on Tuesday.
Sadly, no. let's not go back there for me. Thank you very much.
Nor me.
All right. Well, talking about sport, talk to me about the draft sports development strategy for Singleton.
Yeah, this is a really exciting project there, something that's been much needed in our community for a long period of time. Making sure we have that long-term strategic view about how we want to grow sport in our town, but also taking into consideration that the unbelievable benefits the sport provides to our economy, but also to our social capital and how we use sport to connect our town. Sport is an incredibly important part of the cultural fabric of Singleton, and it is for most of Australia, for that matter.
Yeah,
we recognise that, and we want to make sure we're positioning ourselves as best as possible for the future. So it's not just about the future, it's about the here and now as well, and we've got a range of projects we're delivering at the moment, like we're spending over $1 million at the moment at Howard Park, doing major upgrades to the playing surfaces and the irrigation and drainage, but also putting in floodlights, which will be capable of holding night cricket in the not-too-distant future. So we've got a really exciting program we're working with the cricketing community in Singleton about 2020 matches being played there at Howard Park under lights in the future. That's really exciting. We've also got a $200,000 project where we're installing irrigation at the moment, Allan Ball Reserve. I've got the tender for new lighting towers at Alroy Oval. So that's all the stuff that's happening in the here and now. We've also got just shy of $3 million worth of grant funding applications in for sporting infrastructure across our LGA. So we're really working in the here and now, but we're also doing this long-term planning for our sports infrastructure strategy.
That really is excellent work. As you touched on, you know, sport, it brings money to the region. I can think of the bicycle events that you've had at Singleton in the last few years. You know, that brings any number of people from Sydney and further afield to the beautiful Hunter Valley and to spend their dollars in our local cafes.
Oh, 100%. And those bike riding events are a cracking example. They came to us, we said, yep, we can make this work. We had to do a bit of rejigging, there's a bit of to and throwing, but we were committed because we know we have a strong bike riding community here in Singleton, but we also understood the benefits they'll bring to our economy all over Singleton, all over the Hunter region. And you're talking hundreds of people. And they've got discretionary spending capabilities. We know that if we keep working with our sporting community and we make sure we keep our infrastructure ahead of the game, it'll position us really well moving forward. So I've got some exciting projects happening in the planning over at Pertec Park, Cook Park with the athletics, Alroy Oval with the soccer club, the rugby clubs marching through with their grandstand rebuild. So, yeah, there's a lot of really exciting things happening right now here in Singleton around sport. And the sports infrastructure strategy is making sure we continue that with a long-term view.
Now, some tenders have been awarded?
Yeah, Monday night we had to get in and get the current council to award some tenders because we do basically shut down to a large degree between now and the new council being elected. That won't be to February before we have our first meeting. And we don't want to hold these projects up because they're projects that deliver value to our community and our community want and need them to be done. Yeah, a bit over $4.5 million we allocated on Monday night for upgrades to the reservoir at Minimbar, the water main renewal program, a new causeway, an upgraded causeway at Gringula, and also a replacement of Gibbs Bridge down there in the Putty. All really important projects to the livability, the amenity and the safety of our community.
All right, and before you go, Australia Day nominations. Are you still taking nominations for broadcasters this year?
For broadcasters, it all depends on the quality of their information.
Yes, it does.
One of the key criteria is how good a judge they are at rugby league. So that might...
There's always next year. Yeah, go on.
So the search is on. Very important, like Australia is, for me, the number one civic event that we hold on an annual basis.
Yep.
Nominations are being called for. They don't close until 4 p.m. on Friday the 26th. We're looking for nominations for both our Citizen of the Year, but also a Young Achiever of the Year. So jump onto our website, the full criteria, the nomination forms are all there. If you need any information, any advice, feel free to give our friendly staff a call on 65787 290.
Good as gold. Jason, I look forward to your company next week when we catch up again to talk about what's happening around Singleton. You have a good week.
Thanks, Bear. Same to you and all the listeners. Keep well.